Hello everyone and welcome back to Dover Dives. My name is Ashwin.
My name's Shia.
And my name's Allegra.
And today we have with us two guest speakers from Year 7. Guys, introduce yourselves.
My name is Philip.
And my name's Dan.
Alright, Philip and Dan. So basically today we're going to be doing a style of episode where we ask you guys a couple of questions because obviously you've just moved into secondary school. So how is Year 7 for you guys so far?
Well, I found that Year 7 had definitely bigger, but more teachers and bigger classrooms. And you have to get on lesson on time or else you could get into trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
And I find it really fun because there's a lot of different subjects. For example, DT, visual arts, science. Yeah.
I like DT, Shia.
I really like DT.
She's a DT girl.
How do you guys find the Red Dot restaurant? Like, is it better than the primary canteen?
Well, when we were in primary, we also ate in the... When we were in upper primary, we also ate in the Red Dot restaurant. And I like its menu every day, how it changes a little bit every day. But I think that the foods are overpriced.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit expensive, but I really like the menus too. They're really delicious. And the snacks, waffles, they're great.
Mm. Agreed. Well,
yeah, definitely.
Especially if you've got, like, what's it called? A sports training in the morning and just having a waffle right after, it just hits.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's true.
How long have both of you been in Dover? Because I think you've both been here for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
I have been here for 3-4 years maybe, and it has changed a lot since. Back when I first came, my principal was still Mr. Short, and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there was no T-block, so...
Yeah, that's true. T-block was a bit of a recent addition. Dan?
What do you guys think of T-block, though, since you guys are now doing art, DT, and drama?
Yeah, yeah.
T-block's very nice. It has a lot of rooms. It's very quiet and many people can visit without... It's not very strict.
Yeah.
So I really like it.
Yeah, it's down next to the field, so you can't really hear other people when you're like doing drama and stuff.
However, there is one downside to T-block. Mm-hmm. It's really far away from the science lab.
Oh,
yeah.
So
that's true.
It's a bit of a walk.
The walk from like last year during GCSE is from like art to
with
science.
With your bag, with all the books and everything.
Yeah, horrible. I think that was the longest walk, if I'm not mistaken.
Dan, what have you felt like since joining and seeing the changes from primary, secondary, and just over the years?
Yeah. Over the years, I mean, I've been in Dover for about 7 years. And
That's a long time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes in the buildings. Every time I come back from a big holiday, I see new buildings.
That's true, yeah. They're always upgrading. I can definitely confirm that. I've been here for like 9.5 years. It's changed a lot.
Whoa.
7 years as well.
7 years, yeah. Shia?
2 years. I think it's going to be 3 years after year 12.
Wow. Philip and Dan, how are you new teachers? Do you like them? Because I don't think it's the same teachers now that you've moved up. You have like a form tutor and then different teachers for every subject. How are you guys finding that?
We're finding it great. Our form tutor is Mr. Woodall.
Oh.
Yeah. You have the same form tutor?
Yep.
Yes. Nice.
And one of our favorite teachers is our science teacher, Miss Emerson. She's really nice.
Oh, she's
and.
Real.
Although she does have high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we both enjoy the subject of science, so we usually exceed her expectations.
What is your guys' favorite subjects, though? And what classes do you really look forward to going to?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like DT, because...
Yeah, that's
DT,
right. That's
DT
the correct
teacher.
Answer.
Because I really think I have a creativity, and then I really like building things, crafting, and working with my peers to, like... plan and then build like different type of things.
Yeah, that's definitely the bit of DT I enjoyed the most.
Who's your DT teacher?
Miss Ryder.
Oh, nice.
Miss Ryder. Yeah, we had
but,
Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, Mr. Stevens, a very fun class, but definitely DT is a great subject. Advocate for DT.
Yeah, DT is very challenging though, so you have to really enjoy DT to do the subject. So if you enjoy it, that's going to be good. You'll be able to put the work in.
And choose a few GCSEs when it comes around to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about you, Philip? What's been your favorite subject?
Well, so far I've enjoyed computing because of the complex things behind the computers, and I enjoyed learning about it with our teacher for computing is really nice. We have Mr. Smith.
Oh, he is
really
nice.
Mr. Smith is nice, yeah. I mean, I think overall, computing and DT are subjects that are very future-proof, because in the future, obviously, everything's going to be automated and there's going to be a lot of use of AI. So, and likewise with DT, we need to like develop new solutions to the problems. So yeah, two very useful subjects, in my opinion, definitely.
Well, it's been so great talking to you both and having you guys on the podcast. For other year groups, you can see if we'll be having interviews with you guys anytime soon. But yeah, thank you all for listening.
Yeah, and...
Thank you, Philip and Dan, for joining us.
On the podcast.
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.